Mark Sanford sort of always kept the door open to this day. Here's a moment from a conversation as he was leaving the governor's office 2 years ago.
Have you considered that maybe your political career isn't over?
That's about the last thing in the world I would have thought, given the obvious last storm of life. But a lot of folks or friends have suggested that, and I'm saying, well, I think you're getting way ahead of yourself. Let's just take it a day at a time.
The storm is what he'd taken to calling that June 2009 day when he returned from a mysterious 5-day disappearance, allegedly hiking the Appalachian Trail, but in reality visiting his secret mistress in Argentina over Father's Day weekend. Sanford served out the last 18 months of his second term, despite censure from state lawmakers and charges that he used the state plane for personal trips. He paid $74,000 to settle those charges, all the while insisting that, despite his shortcomings, God had more work for him to do. Miraculous is what he calls the series of events that has left open the same Charleston area congressional seat he held for 6 years before he became governor. Winthrop political scientist Scott Huffman says the current political climate is fortuitous for Sanford.
The issues about the fiscal cliff, fiscal policies, taxing, spending, the debt and the deficit. He was always the strongest spokesman on these topics when he was in Congress, when he was governor, and he will be playing with his traditional message. He won't have to change it.
In a press release announcing his candidacy, Sanford says, quote, "Our country's future is at stake if we don't get our hands around runaway government spending in Washington." The Republican primary for the first congressional seat is March 19th. The general election will be on May 7th, which is why Sanford says he will delay the early summer wedding he'd been planning with his Argentine mistress turned fiance. But he tells the National Review Online, quote, "I'm going to marry her. It's just that simple." For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.